The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, the U.S. Air Force took a swing at launching its own satellite into space, Pioneer, also known as Pioneer Zero. 1 minute into its flight, Pioneer's booster rocket exploded in midair, and future Pioneer launches were left to the newly formed National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Later, Pioneer space probes visited other worlds, from Venus to Jupiter and Saturn. In 1877, astronomer Asaph Hall, using telescopes at the United States Naval Observatory, discovered Phobos, Mars' largest moon. Hall had discovered Mars' other moon, the smaller Deimos, less than a week earlier. In 1970, the Soviet Union launched Venera 7, the first man-made space probe to gather data from the surface of another planet and report back to Earth. In the sweltering, metal-melting heat and pressure of the atmosphere of Venus, Venera 7 returned only 35 minutes of data before its signal became too weak to receive. Born on this day in 1930, producer Harv Bennett. His TV career included The $6 Million Man, The Bionic Man, The Invisible Man, and Time Tracks, and he later moved on to movies where he produced and devised the storyline for Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. He stayed on for the next three Star Trek films, even appearing on screen as an admiral in Star Trek IV. Speaking of Star Trek, Glenn Corbett, the first actor to portray warp drive inventor Zefram Cochran, was born today in 1933.
Are you real? I mean, I'm not imagining you, am I?
We're real enough.
You speak English? Earth people?
From the Federation.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm Cochran. I've been marooned here who knows how long. Well, if you only knew how good it is to see you.
I'm Captain James T. Kirk, commanding the Starship Enterprise.
Hey, that's a nice ship. It's simple and clean. Been trying to get her to go again? Oh, forget it. It won't work.
Also born today in 1933, NASA Flight Director Gene Kranz, the man in charge on the ground during the Gemini and Apollo missions, and immortalized as the flight director on duty during the unfolding crisis of Apollo 13. Oracle Systems co-founder Larry Ellison was born in 1944. Writer Howard E. Koch, who wrote the modernized, Americanized script for Orson Welles' infamous 1938 radio drama War of the Worlds, and co-wrote the movie Casablanca, died on this day in 1995. NASA engineer and program leader Robert Gilruth, whose career encompassed Mercury, Gemini, the entire Apollo program, and the early days of the space shuttle, died today in 2000. And on this day in 2015, TV's first Batgirl, Yvonne Craig, died. In 1998, the second season of Space Island 1 premiered on Sky One in the UK, continuing the show's attempt at a realistic portrayal of life on a space station in the not-too-distant future.
Pegasus?
Electrical failure due to solar flare. Lots of secondary... And re-entry is impossible without repairs.
Who are they?
Service Shuttle Pegasus.
Never heard of it. Let's check their registration.
Pegasus, do not approach any further. You will require docking procedures and guidance. Repeat, it's hazardous to approach closer than 300 meters to this platform.
Copy. We're standing up at 300 meters.
Pegasus, this is Unity. Under what registry are you, and what operations permit do you hold?
Occidental Space Industries. General operations permit in major satellite orbital belt.
That sounds ambiguous.
Pegasus, This is Unity. Please observe our directive to stand off at 300 meters while we request docking access from all control.
Copy that and repeat the previous request for docking.
Let's find out who these guys are.
In 1994, the first season of Babylon 5 came to a screeching halt, sort of like the crew's attempts to locate an escapee recently convicted of murder in an episode guest starring Lost in Space's June Lockhart.
Hello, Doctor. I wondered how long it would take you to pay me a visit, one healer to another.
Well, it took me a while to notice the drop in patients. This is,
Alien. Yes.
This writing. What does it say?
The specifics? I don't know. I've only been able to decipher the most general of meanings.
In other words, you don't know what it is, or what it does, or even if it works at all.
Oh, it works, all right.
This wasn't the last episode of the show's first season, though. That pivotal installment was held off until October, right before November ratings sweeps. And in 2015, nearly 30 years after his televised adventures came to an abrupt end, the sixth Doctor Who, Colin Baker, got the curtain call he never got to have on TV.
Without the continued existence of my unique mind, your Nathema's creatures will starve and die. They won't be able to exert their influence over the Matrix. You won't have any means to distort and destroy Time Lord history for your own perverted ends.
But what if you regenerate? What if you don't die? Have you not thought of that?
Oh, I sincerely hope I do regenerate, because that will mean I'll outlive you.
Big Finish Productions released the audio drama box set Doctor Who: The Last Adventure, telling a sweeping story of the Sixth Doctor's final battle with his evil alter ego, the Valyar, and finally giving this incarnation of the Doctor a proper regeneration scene. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The Logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.